Is Boris going bonkers?
He wrote a fairly innocuous article making an unexceptionable historical point. He just happened to mention Hitler. He was giving him as one example among several of the kind of dictatorial types who have sought to unite Europe in the past. I mean, this is historically provable. It's simple fact. And yet, Heseltine had to storm in there and say, Boris has lost his marbles, this is appalling, how can you trust this man, etc., etc. It's a nonsense.
When he starts, this is Lord Heseltine's words, when he, Johnson, starts invoking the memories of Hitler, that's crossed the bounds of domestic debate. It was about the most manic, nationalist, aggressive destruction on a scale unprecedented in human history. It was about the persecution of the Jews. The idea that a serious British politician can in any way invoke that memory, I find, frankly, I had better contain my language, said Lord Heseltine. But you describe it as unexceptional, James Denningpole.
Yeah. I refer you back to the article. I think it's very unfair to just quote Heseltine's ridiculous inflammatory words without actually making reference to the piece in which it was written, which is completely harmless. There seems to be this new rule that's been invented by the Remain campaign that merely to use the H word means you lose the argument. I mean, it's a very useful rule to have, isn't it? Just say Hitler, you've lost the argument.
James Denningpole, hang on the line if you would. Listening, Alistair Campbell, author, strategist, of course, best remembered as the role of former spokesman, press secretary and director of communications to Tony Blair. So why is it getting so ugly, would you say, as the claim, from the Remain campaign, Alistair?
Well, I was listening and I was sort of very close to gagging as well, which is what I often do when I hear the sort of right-wing bilge that you've just been propagating across your...
That's James chuckling in the background. I'm glad you haven't gagged. Instead, you can tell me why you felt close to gagging, Alistair.
Well, I'll tell you why, because what they want to do... I mean, how you can talk about something as important as this, the decision that's being played out on June the 23rd, and say that what matters is whether Boris Johnson sort of makes you laugh and goes around the place eating Cornish pasties. And he reeled off those people that he sort of dismisses as the so-called establishment. I mean, there aren't many more establishment figures than Boris Johnson, so let's just park this establishment nonsense. If any of those people that he mentioned, who are important economic voices, had been saying we should come out, they wouldn't be the establishment then. They'd be speaking up for the common man. And the idea of the guy you've been talking to and Boris Johnson speaking up, I saw Johnson on the news yesterday talking about, you know, his love for the National Health Service. He goes around in his battle bus. I mean, somebody once said that politics is showbiz for ugly people. He's treating it like a sort of gigantic ego trip to promote himself, to try to become the next Conservative Prime Minister, and Europe within that is a game. And I do think that the other thing that Boris Johnson is, as we know from his time as a Daily Telegraph correspondent when he specialised in making up stories about the European Union, is that he knows that if you write 1,000 words and you're in a debate as lively and important as this one, he knew exactly what he was doing when he, in this jolly way that James seems to approve of, played the Hitler card. It's not playing the Hitler card. It's trying to make people think that the European Union and its institutions is on a par with somebody who wanted to wipe out an entire race, the Jewish race. And I just think that this idea that it's all just a bit of fun and we can, you know, we can vote for Boris because he makes us laugh. I mean, I'll give you a relatively trivial thing. I mean, I actually think that Boris Johnson is a charlatan. I do think that he has a very, very cavalier regard for big issues that he just sort of wraps around in these kind of little homilies that he tells. So he stands up on his high horse the other day and states, as a statement of fact, that you cannot, because of the European Union, sell bananas in bunches of more than two or three. It's a straightforward lie. But what's it about? And okay, it's trivial, and people go, oh, that's funny, bananas, bananas, bananas. And by the way, can I say to both of you, in Mental Health Awareness Week, I don't think we should be talking about people being bonkers and all the rest of it. No, listen, you can say dear, dear, James, but you lot are playing, as Michael Heseltine rightly says, a very dangerous game, and I wish you would do it on the basis of fact. Let's just start with your...
Let's get James... I will come back to you, Alistair. James Denningpole.
This cant here. I listened very carefully to what Alistair said there. Alistair,
Kant,
you seem not to know who I was. I only wrote a very bad review of your book about 6 months ago, so you ought to remember. I listened very carefully to your argument, and all I could hear was just more rage and nastiness. I didn't discern any argument about why Britain should remain in Europe. All I heard
well, let's
is
get on to that.
Boris
let's
Johnson
get on to
is
that.
A horrid
Let's
talk.
Get on to the single market.
Boris Johnson makes
let's
makes
get on
silly
to whether
jokes.
The European Union
I don't
has kept
think he is
Europe
to
peace.
Make an argument. That is exactly what, in a different way, Michael Heseltine was doing. It's in a different way. It's what Hillary Benn is doing. I imagine you're very much part of the Remain campaign. You're on message. But I don't think you advanced an intelligent argument at all. You were just playing the upset. Oh, you mentioned Hitler. How appalling! I think we ought to progress beyond that. I agree with
no,
you.
No, I didn't.
The European
Let me
debate.
Just, right,
let's get Alistair back in. James Denningpole, hold. Alistair Campbell.
Listen, I was asked to talk about what Michael Heseltine said about Boris Johnson. That's what I'm talking about. If you want to get on to the substance of the argument, let me just ask you this question. When you say that £350 million goes to the European Union, can you just explain that argument? And does it take into account the rebate? Does it take into account the things that we get back from the European Union? When you say that £350 million could go to the National Health Service, are you aware that that is a straightforward lie? And will you now explain to your listeners how that happens?
The Leave campaign. I'm just saying that this attack on Boris Johnson is completely confected.
I'm attacking your ridiculous
article he wrote. Or
yes,
you
I did.
Your message from Remain HQ. Did you read the article?
God, yes, I did. And you're the one who say that people don't come on and discuss the substance of things. I'll give you another one. Here's one for you. I know this is a London radio station.
It's national now. Don't worry.
No, I know. Can you explain to me how you and your friends and Boris Johnson, who you want to be Prime Minister after June the 24th, can you explain to me what is going to happen to the border between the north and the south of Ireland after Brexit? Is that a significant issue?
You can introduce.
Is it a significant issue? Have you given it any thought
into this argument?
Have you given it any thought whatsoever?
But it doesn't advance the debate very much. You can just throw.
No, I'm sorry. Let me come back to this because honestly, you're giving this guy airtime who hasn't thought a single thing through. When you say it doesn't advance the argument, I'm supporting the Remain campaign. I am supporting the Remain campaign because I believe that Britain's future is best served within the European Union. If you like, I'm arguing for a status quo. You are arguing for the biggest change that this country is ever going to make, and you think we should make the judgment based upon whether Boris Johnson eats a Cornish pasty very
well. I'm arguing for sovereignty and democracy. I don't know whether you were familiar with those terms. I mean, it didn't seem very evident in the Blair era when you were Blair's right-hand man. No. But yes, I believe that people should be free to vote for their destiny and vote out people.
How are we not able to vote for our destiny?
The European Union is a fundamentally anti-democratic organisation.
Why is it anti-democratic?
10,000 people in the
that.
EU.
Don't just give me your right-wing media slogans. Explain what you say. How is it anti-democratic?
Making rules that we have no democratic control over.
You have democratic control of them through the ministers that you elect, you buffoon.
What did you say?
They do have accountability through the ministers that are elected by the British government, and he finished by calling you a buffoon, Mr. Denningpole.
Was that?
Yes, a buffoon. Yeah.
Well, I don't think
this is exactly what
on.
I mean.
Coming
it
on,
always goes
coming
down.
On. No, I'm sorry. I will call you buffoon because you're not backing up any of the slogans that you're putting forward. Explain to me how the European Union is not democratic when you have councils and ministers where ministers that we elect to our parliament, which has a huge say over the lives that we lead, and you go around the country telling people that Brussels dictates our lives.
And say this stuff as many times as you like.
Just answer the argument, you idiot.
Anyone who knows anything about the European Union knows that it's fundamentally anti-democratic. At least when we can, in Britain, when you have a sovereign parliament, you can vote dodgy MPs in and vote them out when they prove to be dodgy. You cannot get rid of the people on the European Commission. It's not possible.